Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Thursday, which means during the first hour, we'll be performing the Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show. Today's subject is bread-free bread with my co-host, Ken O'Neill. And then during the second hour, we're going to be changing it up a little bit. We've talked about the perils and pitfalls of shift work and diseases that occur from shift work. And a lot of people thought, well, if you just rotate your shifts, it protects you, but we're finding out that's not true. So we're going to be joined by Dr. Eva Schoenhammer to talk about a study showing that rotating night shift work may actually be hazardous to your health as well. So anyway, my good friend, colleague, and co-host, Ken O'Neill, how are you?
I'm doing real well. How are you?
I really am doing well. I got to tell you something.
What?
I am training hard again. I am getting to sleep. Last night I was in bed at 8 o'clock, Ken. Call me boring, but I was up this morning and had breakfast before 5:30 a.m. I went to the gym and trained at 7:30. I just, when you do these things consistently for a few weeks, all of a sudden the light bulb goes off and you go, why would I want to live any other way?
Right.
Are you saying right sarcastically?
I mean, I can't do that. When I was talking to our guest the other day, I found that her husband and I share a common nighttime activity. In fact, as a result of that, when I'm doing mine, I often now wonder if he's doing the same. We don't have small children. We have elderly dogs. And elderly dogs, like small children, don't sleep through the night. And when they have to get up and go outside, you'd better get up and go outside or you're going to be cleaning it up. So my sleep is punctuated.
And
I've learned to take a nap during the day, and I feel just fine.
No, naps are good anyway.
But
no,
I agree. You know, you're kind of optimizing it. Cat naps work too.
You know,
you remember Buckminster Fuller?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
He napped every 4 hours. He never slept at night.
And we've actually talked about that and that specific subject. It's called polyphasic sleep, and it actually works for some people. It doesn't work for everybody. We talked about that a few years ago. There was a good study out on polyphasic. And the truth is, you know, when we were in the wild, before we were civilized, before we were, you know, moving towards the type of lifestyle that ended up leading to this mismatched lifestyle that we have today, we were like, you know, you look at your dog. Your dog doesn't go, oh, it's only 5 o'clock. I can't lay down yet. I can't lay down until nine. No, if the dog is tired, they take a nap. We humans think it was because of industrialization that we said, hey, we can't sleep in the afternoons now, and or we can't wake up in the middle of the night. You know, we did that show about the guy who wrote the book that he reviewed all these, old medical records from France. And realized that there was a first sleep and a second sleep. They called it that. People regularly got up in the middle of the night between midnight and 2 a.m. and moved around. Even went and visited neighbors. Then they went back to bed. But after industrialization, you had to punch a clock at 9. You could only eat lunch at 12. You know, everything changed for us.
Yeah, the mechanization of life. And with it, in the 1870s, a new word is introduced into English, replacing ennui for a psychological condition stemming from industrialization, boring. As in a machine boring holes in metal or wood.
Interesting.
That's the etymology of that term. But I want to say something about, and it applies to what our guest is doing today too.
You want to introduce our guest too when you're ready.
We hear the mismatch idea, the mismatch between ancestral genes and modern living a lot. That's all interesting and so on, but what we need to remember there is that the progress of our evolutionary history to this point in time has been biological. It has not been conscious. We are in a grand way evolution becoming aware of itself, and with that should be able to become somewhat directive in how we adapt. Because as the biologists and geneticists tell us, evolution is the ability to adapt to niches of opportunity.
Right.
So the paleo folks would, you know, in the extreme case, want to go retro. And
that's kind of like throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
Well, it ain't going to work too well in a spaceship. I can tell you that.
No, and I agree, but I also think that part of our evolution, because you said it was unconscious before, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But now it's conscious. It's being directed, but it's being directed by things that are not in our best interest quite often. When you look at the type of food that we eat and so on.
Well, that's environment. The task, and this is what trans-evolutionary fitness is about. The task of evolution is what Jonas Salk called metabiological. That we get in the driver's seat. That we understand the processes that have evolved us here. We understand the challenges and we address our creativity and do something about it. And that's exactly what our guest today, Narissa Odom, has done with Bread Free Bread. She's taken on bread. Her next one is milk. Food substance that for many people is a no-no because of gluten sensitivity, because of grain, because of who knows what, sugar. I went to a small public program Narissa did in early December and tried probably 6 or 8 samples of various bread type and tortillas, none of which had flour. They were made from vegetables. So think about it. You're getting your bread type dishes, but they count as your vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
It's amazing. And they're good. I mean, I think the book should have a warning on it from the Surgeon General that these foods are
habit
addictive.
Habit forming, yeah. Introduce our guest, please.
Good morning, Narissa.
Good morning, Ken. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Narissa lives here, and we're in the same hometown, so we got to spend a couple of fun hours the other day talking about her work. And usually I introduce the guest. Narissa has got so much to say, I don't want to steal from her. I'd like her to introduce herself and the context in which she's doing this remarkable work. So, Peg, you're it.
Wow. Well, thank you, Ken. It's such a pleasure to be here and to be with you guys who are making such a big difference in the world in a positive way. I just want to say a couple things about Bread Free Bread. First, it's a cookbook. It's 75 recipes, and it's how to make bread-type products made from non-traditional ingredients, but that look and act and actually taste better than bread. So that's the focus of the cookbook. The reason why I made the cookbook was because in 2007, I had gotten sick and eventually discovered I had a lot of food sensitivities, and because doctors were scratching their heads. Basically, I went on the food sensitivity diet, which is essentially eliminating the things that I was sensitive to. And having not been raised a dieter, I did this for a week, and I felt so much better. So I was motivated to continue, but not without rewarding myself first. And so I rewarded myself with my number one addiction, which is sugar. And when I did that, my skin got red like I had taken a niacin tablet, and my ears started ringing with tinnitus really big. My heart was racing, and I made the connection that food was doing this to me.
Right.
It wasn't
That's dramatic.
Yeah, it wasn't the rock concerts giving me tinnitus. It wasn't early menopause at the age of 37, 38, you know, making my heart race and giving me hot flashes. It wasn't pollen making my heart race. It was food. And I just continued this discovery all the way through today. I'm still learning new things. But because I had sensitivities, I had to learn how to cook. And much like your listeners, we have to, in order to avoid the processed food, we have to cook a lot of our own stuff. And one of my big sensitivities is yeast. I'm sensitive to both brewer's yeast and baker's yeast, It shows up on every food sensitivity test that I've had. And when you're sensitive to both, then you need to stay away from sugars and carbohydrates as much as possible. The carbohydrates feed the sugar, turn into sugar, feed the yeast. So that really limited me on the foods that I had grown up eating. I had grown up eating sandwiches, eating at fast food places, which are sandwiches, tortillas. At school, when I was able to buy my own lunches at school, I would buy the cheapest foods, which I remember was one large, huge bean burrito.
Mm.
So I grew up on a lot of high carbohydrate fast food, and which probably led to and created my onslaught of food sensitivities in later life.
Wait, can I stop? Can I stop you there for a second? Because
yes,
I have
please.
A thought.
Okay.
I've had a long, hard time getting my head around the I don't mean the anaphylactic type allergic reaction to things where people go, but I ate peanuts once, and the second time they almost suffocated from their throat closing up. I'm talking about what we classify as food sensitivities, right? The mm-hmm. the learned immune system food sensitivities. I have a hard time getting my head around food sensitivities because I think about primitive people and I think about animals. And I don't mean animals that are domesticated, like your dogs and cats who are eating corn in their dog food, which they never ate corn in the wild. I'm talking about wild animals. We don't see food sensitivities in wild animals. We see them. And so I wonder sometimes if it's really our bodies that are developing sensitivities to these foods from eating them a lot, or are the foods becoming more and more adulterated with chemicals, pesticides, herbicides, and also through hybridization and genetic modification, that these foods are actually changing? So what once was tolerable is just no longer tolerable to us any longer.
Well, it's all of the above.
I agree with that.
Our genetics play a part. As we age, that affects how we become more sensitive as we age. But then things that we can control, so the toxicity of our food, the genetically modified food, you know, we can control that, eating foods with a lot of hormones in them. All these things lead to developing food sensitivities. So overexposure, so like what I was doing, I was eating a lot of carbohydrates. The toxicity level, the GMO, your stress level, if you pick up any gut imbalances, parasitic, candida, medicines throw off your digestive system, leaky gut. If you have a low immune function, one of the things I learned later was I had an extremely low vitamin D 3 level. These are all things that contribute to developing food sensitivities. So to me, when I look back and look at my test scores, like I had a lot of high heavy metals, I had low D3, I had done overexposure on food, certain food for a long time, I had a high amount of stress, these things create illness eventually, and they start in your gut. So this is how we start becoming more and more sick more and more often. And oftentimes when we're sick, we reach for comfort foods, mm-hmm. and it just kind of snowballs.
Yeah.
And it affects people in different ways. The confusing thing about food sensitivity, I think, for a lot of people, and the reason why physicians haven't necessarily focused in on it,
or even believe much in it, you know?
Well, yeah, right. You have to believe in it first. That's right.
Right.
But, you know, dairy affects people differently. So you may not have the same reaction to dairy from person to person. There's also the timing thing. Food sensitivity is also known as delayed food allergies. So whenever I ate dairy at the height of being sick and discovering all this, dairy would give me a sinus pressure headache, but 2.5 days later.
We have to take a break. I want to talk more about dairy too when we come back. because awesome. this is something we've talked about on the show for many years now.
It's her next project, too.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. All right, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's S-H-R and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's ultimate stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Superhuman Radio is made possible by a special grant from All American EFX and their parent company, All American Pharmaceuticals. You can learn more about them by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking one of the banner ads for All American EFX. Ken?
Yes, I omitted to say something in introducing Nerissa. I greatly enjoy introducing people who are part of a dynamic couple. And Nerissa and her husband are both out there doing positive things to change our world and make our world much better. Her husband is award-winning author Joe Vitale.
Oh, wow.
So,
awesome.
I wanted to make sure we knew that.
You know, getting back to the whole dairy discussion, too, and I this is really intriguing to me. Narissa, we did a show last year about lactose intolerance. A group over in the UK looked at lactose intolerance, and they found a very large cohort of people who said they were lactose intolerant, and they tested them to see who had lactase persistence and who didn't. And then they had them drink several different types of dairy and non-dairy products. And the large majority of them that thought they were lactose intolerant, they had deduced they were lactose intolerant. They were told by their doctors they were lactose intolerant because when they drank milk, they had GI distress and everything that goes along with it. And it turns out that they were not lactose intolerant. They did not have the genetic markers. In fact, they produced lactase. And so the scientists said, well, you know, more research is needed. And I said, let me propose something to you. I said, cows eat corn and grain. And guess what? If we know anything about breastfeeding, we know that whatever the mother eats, the baby gets through the milk. What if these people are intolerant to gluten or something else that we haven't even discovered, some other lectin that's in corn and grain? And it's that's causing this problem. And you know what he said? He said, we have to go back. That's a great idea. We need to go back and look at that now. So when we talk about milk, we have to be careful because not all dairy is created equal. I've been drinking raw unpasteurized dairy from pastured cows for 15 years. And when I met Elisa, she thought she was lactose intolerant, but she can drink raw unpasteurized milk. So it's just an interesting discussion. When we talk about milk,
well,
we have
I'm
to differentiate.
Throw another one in there.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you go back to Vince Gironda in the mid-60s, when the first non-soy protein was introduced, Blair's milk and egg.
Right.
The formula was to mix that with unpasteurized half and half or dairy cream and then supplement it with hydrochloric acid tablets. Fast forwarding to a couple of Suzanne Summers' books dealing with Dr. Jonathan Wright in the Tacoma, Washington area, he has found a consistent pattern of things like macular degeneration linked to underproduction of HCL due to diet and due to people taking all sorts of over-the-counter and prescription antacids that, that compound the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I would look at gut acidity as another element to that problem.
And I would agree that food sensitivity, food intolerance, food allergies is multifaceted, and that you have to take everything into account. So the one study you quoted about the lactose intolerance, it could be that they weren't intolerant. Okay, it could be that they could digest it just fine, but they may be sensitive to it. So, and then also, like you said, they need to monitor everything that they're eating to make sure that nothing else could be a conflict and test them for what else they're eating. So, you know, first, I do want to make sure I say that I'm not degreed and or certified in the medical field in any way. I consider myself a citizen advocate for people to get tested for food sensitivity so that they can be aware that if they're have chronic issues, then it could be coming from their food.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what happened to me. And then also, you know, there, the allergy, the severe allergy, the, you know, the traditional IgE allergy, the food sensitivities, the IgG, the food intolerance, they all overlap. So I've been reading articles for many years now, and what happens is, the sensitivities we read are not affecting the immune system. The intolerances are not affecting the immune system. But if you listen to the people who stop eating things that show up on their food sensitivity test, then their ailments go away.
Mm-hmm.
You have to listen to the patient. So it sounds like to me the people who were complaining about dairy and then got tested for dairy intolerance, which is do you digest it well, but they didn't get tested for an allergy or a sensitivity. So they, but I would still listen to the patient. And if the patient says eating milk And I've, you know, done food elimination, and I've, you know, cut out everything else, and I'm certain now it's definitely milk. Then I would say, well, you're not intolerant, but if it hurts you, stop eating it.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it can't be good for anybody to eat stuff that hurts you.
No, I know. I was just pointing out that a lot of people think they're lactose intolerant when they're not. They're intolerant to something else in the dairy product that they're eating. And quite frankly, the reason I even talk about this is because I'm appalled by the adherence to pasteurized dairy from commercial dairy producers who feed their cows corn, grain, and soy and garbage and antibiotics to ward off mastitis, and they call that milk, and they feed that to people. And it's
bovine growth hormone.
Oh, well, they've stopped doing that, but it's horrible. Commercial dairy today is akin to roadkill. If you picked up a possum on the way home, you didn't know when it was killed, how long it's been laying there, and how many car tracks flattened it out like that, and brought it home to the kid and said, hey, mommy's got dinner, we're gonna cook this possum. I mean, people would be appalled. Well, that's what commercial dairy is today.
Yeah, I agree. There's a lot of stuff in today's modernized dairy that is not that good for us. We should definitely question, try to avoid it. One interesting thing to note about food sensitivity tests is that they test people based on the most common food that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
So the food sensitivity test for cow's milk, goat's milk, they don't go get the pure stuff. Okay, they get the stuff that's common in the grocery stores,
right.
And that's what they test you against. So if you show up as sensitive to dairy on the test, it may not be true dairy that isn't contaminated. It may be that you're sensitive to the contaminated stuff, and I've been told by someone who did kinetic testing on me.
Mm-hmm.
They said, oh, yeah, you're not sensitive to dairy. You are sensitive to what is in the dairy. But to me, because I don't have access to raw dairy, it doesn't matter.
Right.
I'm sensitive to dairy.
Yeah, it's a matter of semantics, right?
Yeah.
So let's do this. We're going to take our next break now. I want to plug the book again. The book is called Bread Free Bread. It's available at Amazon.com in both the
paper. Let's hear a little bit about it, too.
Well, that's all. What I want to do is when we come back, I want to focus on the book, Bread Free Bread. It's at Amazon.com. It's in Kindle and paperback. You can get it there. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about the book with Narissa Oden. You're listening to Transevolutionary Fitness Radio with Ken O'Neill and myself, Carl Lenore. We'll be right back. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of free alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind.
Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrol. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Ken and I were just having a discussion in our virtual studios. You know, Ken said, you know, Lauren Cordain blames, and I love Lauren. He's been a guest on my show since 2005, before anybody even paid attention to paleo. Lauren, he talks about casein being the problem, and he's even done research linking casein to cataracts. And this is one of the areas that where Lauren and I just agree to disagree. And I don't have to be a trained scientist. I just have to look at lacto-vegetarian populations that live longer than us in the United States, like the Hunza and other populations that thrive on dairy-based, fermented and non-fermented dairy-based products. And the dairy is not the problem. The problem is, you know, there's another issue here, and that is the type of cow. I mean, Bos indicus was the original cow. What we have today is some mutation of Bos indicus. So I just wanted to mention that. I don't think it's the casein either. If any of you out there are saying, yeah, it's the casein. No, I don't agree with that. So I'm sorry.
Is that a genetically modified cow?
No, it's a hybridized cow. But hybridization is massaging two things together that
That's
really
right.
didn't want to get together. You know, so
mm-hmm. yeah.
Let's talk about the book. So how many recipes are in the book?
Oh, 75.
And of these 75 recipes, are they all designed to be bread-like products? Give us an idea what's in the book. What types of recipes?
Yeah, we've got sandwich bread. Those can also double as pre-baked pizza crust bottoms. And we've got biscuits, muffins, crackers, cookies, cakes.
Tortillas,
yes. Mm-hmm.
So what are the alternatives that you use? Like, is rice an option?
No. I completely went out of the high carbohydrate flours. So I focus on seeds, vegetables, fruits. I use nuts in the recipes, but I explain to the readers in the substitutions how you can grind your own sunflower seed meal and use that instead of the almond meal.
Mm-hmm.
I do use quite a bit of eggs in these recipes. There is an original article that I wrote in 2012 that describes how to basically the base recipe by doing it by measurements without – oh, it's hard to explain. But that wouldn't require eggs, so you can make the sandwich breads without eggs. It's just going to be a little moist in the middle. So I focused on mainstream America when I created these recipes.
Right.
I wanted people who didn't own a food dehydrator, I didn't want to force them to get one. I wanted them to be able to make these in their own little apartment kitchens with nothing but an oven and a blender, a bowl and a spatula, and a measuring cup. So,
wow.
So that's my focus, and that's why I made some of the decisions that I did. I understand I will get criticism and have gotten criticism for the egg thing, but, you know,
Why? Because people are allergic to eggs too?
There are a lot of people allergic, like severely allergic, the serious allergies to eggs. Mm. But what I did is I addressed some new substitutes that they may not have heard about that they can try using with these breads. And it's just not something I got into when I did the book. I did this book in a short period of time. I already had seven breads, sandwich breads and pizza crust that I had done the recipe for. I got my book contract on that. I had an idea of how to do biscuits. I had an idea of how I wanted to do tortillas and how I wanted to do a black bean brownie that you couldn't tell was beans and was fluffy and cakey at the same time. And so I did everything, including taking the pictures of myself. Gosh, it must have been 4 months total, something like that. Turned in the book within 2 months and then started doing picture taking the following month, editing and all that kind of stuff. So it's the publisher believed in this concept. I got an agent who shopped it around, this unknown, unpublished cookbook author. I had three offers. At the outset, I picked the one. I went with Norton, Countryman Press, a division of Norton. And the book is absolutely gorgeous. People can't say enough good things about it. It's got a great feel. It's a non-shiny paper, so you can read it easily.
Right.
I've been told, you know, the pictures actually look like, you know,
how it turns out
in the kitchen. And, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, so Ken, you've had some of these recipes already, right? You've tried them.
Well, you know, yeah. My first exposure was Narissa did a presentation in the first week of December at our local library, and those of us that were smart enough to show up had a meal. I mean, it was just fantastic. No amount of words comes close to the taste.
So would you say that they were great bread alternatives, or did they really feel and, you know, mouthfeel and taste like the best bread products you've ever tasted?
Well, the bread items, yes. The bread and tortilla were bread and tortilla.
Right.
The other items were a little more desserty, cakey. They were all fantastic.
So it sounds like, Narissa, because of your goal of taking the purest approach, that just about anybody would be able to follow these recipes. You don't have to have any special skills.
Correct. And that's what I was told with my feedback on the recipes I sent out to my testers. And then as I'm getting completely strange, you know, stranger customer reviews and feedback, it's the same thing. I was just thinking I should probably read, like, the black bean brownie recipe just to give your listeners an idea.
Well, let's do this. We have to take a break in 4 minutes. Let's hold that to the last
segment,
because that's how we do good radio. We make people stay through the whole show that way.
Yeah. Okay?
So we're going to actually give them a recipe that they could use at home. That's great. I like that. The next thing you're going to do is milk. I'm assuming you're going to come up with milk dairy alternatives, like make your own yogurt without real milk and stuff like that?
That's right, yeah. And basically how the bread-free bread came about is I had an idea, I had a strong desire. I love bread products. I like that instant food stuff. That's what I grew up on, but I had to have something that would fit around my food sensitivities, allergies, and that. And then, of course, I condensed that into what people can do in their own kitchens. So the milk-free milk, I haven't even sent a proposal to the publisher yet, but that's what I've been asked to do. And this is another one that's been on my mind for a long time. I have a strong desire to make cheeses out of sunflower seeds and pumpkin seeds and other items, just like they do with nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And so I also have a strong desire to make butter products that are not made from dairy, yogurt products that are not made from dairy. So I want to, and the process is, same with bread-free bread, I had to learn how to make bread the traditional way
first,
before I could then figure out how to do it the way I wanted to do it, which was starting with blended and pureed vegetables first and then adding dry ingredients to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then how do I get it to rise and be, you know, bubbly and
without
airy
yeast.
And dry on the inside, yeah, without yeast. And so I'm going to do the same thing with the milk-free milk. So I have ideas, I have goals, and I know I can get there. And so I've just started. I just made my own butter the other day. Made it in 3 minutes. It was awesome. And if I had access to raw dairy, that would even be better.
Right. I can't believe. But don't you guys live in like a small Texas suburb somewhere? Isn't there farmland around you?
Yeah.
It's not legal to settle, I don't think. sell it.
No, no, no. It's not legal to sell it here in Kentucky. I'm part of a cow share program.
Offline. I can fix you up.
Well, no, no. There's no secret about it. You become part of a cow share program where you buy a share of a cow. It's legal to drink milk from the cows you own. It's just not legal to sell it to other people. So you buy, like buying a share of a racehorse and going to the racetrack and going, that's my horse. You buy a share of a cow and you get to drink the milk.
That's probably operative here. I would imagine big time for goat's milk because, you know, everywhere you go in this area, there are goat ranches.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like goat's milk. I'm sorry, it's a little too gamey. People keep telling they keep telling me, it's closer to mother's milk than cow's milk, and that's okay. I don't want to drink mother's milk either. You know, so I'll leave goat's milk and mother's
goat milk. And lamb, and I have to hunt for it in Texas.
Really?
I like it, yeah.
You know, I'm surprised that there are certain states, like Arizona, you can buy raw unpasteurized milk. But they don't have any dairy cows there. Who the hell can raise a dairy, put a dairy in the desert? You know, how much milk can you produce?
But what's weird, they eat cactus. And you drive past them, and they've got needles sticking through their cheeks and everything. It's horrible.
Oh, that's sad. That's sad. You know, I just can't believe Texas, because Texas is the only state in the United States that goes, we don't really give a darn what anybody else thinks. We're doing it the Texas way. And I would have thought Texas sold raw milk in vending machines.
Oh, no, no, no. Mm. Texas likes to think it's independent. It's conservative in the sense of not conserving those values, but conservative as reactionary, knee-jerk politics.
Well,
if there's a milk industry to be protected, it's going to be protected, just like pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I forgot about Rick Perry. You're right. And everybody needs a HPV vaccine, a HP vaccine, because
because Merck gave him a lot of money for it.
Yeah,
right.
thank God he turned out to be a dummy. You know, I mean, don't
well,
get me
wrong. He's got Greg Abbott in now. I have. We had a day of mourning Tuesday as Greg Abbott was ascended to the throne.
Oh, okay.
To promote fracking. He doesn't want California environmentalism in his state. He wants Texas fracking.
Yeah.
Well, as a side note, I do have a recipe for cactus bread in the book.
Okay, let's do this. Let's save recipes till the next break. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will give you a recipe or two from Bread Free Bread. How do you like that? We'll be right back.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store, or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Keto Force banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Showtime. Push me, and then just touch me, till I can get my satisfaction.
Welcome back. If you'd like to learn more about Nerissa, you can go to her website, Food Powers with an S at the end, .com. And she's kind enough to offer a recipe from the book, Bread Free Bread, which you can get at Amazon.com. You know, I like this idea because I have to tell you, I miss crunchy things. I like crunchy things. But I also don't want to eat some of the traditional things that you find today that are on the shelf to replace breads.
Oh, I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense.
Here we have, with the diets, you know, we have Zone, we have Paleo, we have, you know, X, Y, and Z. Each one of them has its own breed of special foods. What Nerissa has come up with recapitulates for me nutrient-dense whole food.
Yeah.
It's generic, it's natural, it's portable. Anybody can do it. It goes with any diet. In fact, let's throw away the concept of diet and return to nutrient-dense whole food. It's right there. It's in a sense, medicinal. Many of the things that go into making these things as herbs and spices are also medicinal. So you don't have to go to the health food store anymore and buy them in capsules. They become ingredients to wonderful living.
I had a woman
enough good things about this book. I mean, I saw it, recognize it, and I endorse it as genius.
Oh, thank you, Ken. I had a woman say that she could walk from her garden to her kitchen and make bread, and I said, yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so the main ingredients you want to keep on hand that I make these breads with are flaxseed meal, whole raw sunflower seeds, whole raw pumpkin seeds. I do use only 7 recipes call for coconut flour. Excuse me, 8 call for coconut flour. Only 13 of the recipes require beans, and only 7 require sugar. So when we're stepping away from the highly refined, high carbohydrate flour alternatives that we see a lot in alternative breads, this is a great option for people who want to do the high nutrient dense, flavorful. They have a lot of flavor. I had something to do with that with the mixing of the flavors, but the flavors are so strong because you're using the fresh natural products. Excuse me, vegetables and fruits. So what I thought I could do is mention some of the vegetables that are used for breads, for sandwich breads and pizza bottoms.
Mm-hmm.
One's based in spinach, one's based in kale. We've got acorn squash. We've got carrot, zucchini, tomato, and black beans for Hippie Chick. We've got a basic tomato sauce bread, which would be the fastest and makes a great pizza bottom, by the way. You can turn the sandwiches into the pizza bottoms. You can also convert them to croutons. I've got desserts, biscuits. People are extremely pleased with mushroom biscuits. I have a few quick breads in here because that's what we see a lot of, and so I needed to add some of that. But most of it's sandwich bread, tortillas, desserts. Another thing I thought I could do is give you the ingredient list for blueberry tortillas, because probably not a lot of people are going to make tortillas on their own. But in order to do that, all they would need are 2 cups of fresh chilled blueberries, 1 cup of chia seed meal, 2.5 teaspoons of unflavored gelatin, or a substitute for that, agar-agar. And that's it. That's all the ingredients in the tortillas. And they come out thick, moldable, bendable,
right.
And extremely flavorful. And let's see.
What about black bean? Did I miss something? The black bean brownie you were going to talk about?
Yeah, yeah. So I've got the black bean brownies here.
Yeah, let's do that one. Who doesn't like brownies?
And you know, I couldn't find just black bean brownies that actually came across like brownies that were chocolatey and were cakey as
right.
well as moist and delicious. Okay, so the recipe for mine is 1 1/4 cups cooked black beans. That also equals 1 15-ounce can. You can drain them and rinse them or make them yourself. 2 large eggs, 2/3 cup solid coconut oil. Or for people who don't want to do coconut oil or are sensitive, you can do real butter or even bananas. So, again, that's 1 1/4 cups cooked black beans, 2 large eggs, 2/3 cup solid coconut oil, 2 tablespoons vanilla extract. Put these ingredients in your blender along with 3/4 cup pure cane sugar. Blend that up into a nice mixture. Make sure you blend it well enough to get rid of all the bean skins. You know, get chop those up.
It should look like refried beans in your blender. Then, in other words, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be thinner than that, but
right.
Yes.
Right.
And then in a bowl, you want to sift your cocoa powder, or hopefully organic cocoa powder. You want to add 1/8 teaspoon pure stevia powder, at least I do. That is an option. It helps sweeten the sugar that's put in because this is a low amount of sugar for brownies. You want to do 1/4 teaspoon sea salt. Well, again, that's optional. I like to enhance flavors with sea salt. So, and then the main ingredient, 1 cup unsweetened cocoa powder organic, 1/8 teaspoon baking soda. That's very little. Don't need a whole lot of baking soda. It interacts with the cocoa. 1/4 teaspoon baking powder on top of that. You stir those up so that they're well mixed together, and then you pour in your blender contents into the bowl, mix them up. You want to put them into a greased 8.5-inch pie pan. I did pie pan because I'm not a chef, and so I should have done a square pan, but it's a pie pan.
No, I think a pie pan will be fun. I think that'll make it unique. It'd call it brownie pie then, you know what I mean?
And so it needs to be greased, and then you put that in a preheated oven, 350 degrees Fahrenheit. You bake for 30 minutes. Let cool, either eat hot or, you know, store in the refrigerator. So there's no flour in this. It's mainly bean, coconut powder, cocoa powder, coconut oil, and the rest is leaveners, the sweetener, the sugar, and vanilla extract. And I've had people say, I made this for my husband's birthday party. He ate it. I didn't tell anybody what it was. They had no idea. They loved it. And so this has become, the black bean brownies has become one of the favorite recipes that people make over and over again from
right,
the book.
Right. That's awesome. I was just thinking, if it's in a pie pan, you don't have to make brownies out of it. You could use it as, you know, a brownie cake layer. You know, if you want that, you make a couple of those and then put something between them, like unsweetened natural preserves, and you've got a cake, a 2-layer cake out of it. That's pretty cool.
You can. I do have a cake recipe that is similar to the brownie, but is more cake-like for the birthday cakes. But this particular person, her husband, loved the brownies, so that's what she made.
There you go. What a great gift. That's a great gift.
I know.
No, hey, really.
It's just in time for Valentine's.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
And
I'm curious what kind of cactus you're using. Prickly pear, maybe.
It's the Nepal cactus that's pre-cut in the grocery produce section.
Yeah, it's prickly pear.
Yeah, I like that cactus. Yeah.
Love them.
The book is called Bread Free Bread. It's at Amazon.com in both Kindle and paperback. If you get, I'm thinking a cracker recipe and a cake recipe, and you are a winner if you buy this book and get those two recipes. Because Elisa is always saying, I just want something crunchy, you know? But it's like we don't eat bread anymore, so you don't eat crackers.
Do you have time for me to tell you the cracker recipe?
We don't. Well, we actually have a minute left in this segment before we have to break for the next commercial break, and then the next hour pulls up.
Okay, I've got pumpkin seed crackers and sunflower seed crackers.
That's in the book. It's in the book. $9.99 for a Kindle version. Buy the Kindle version.
Yeah,
and it's worth because I wrote down the brownie recipe, but it's nice if you have the book and you can look at things and kind of organize it in your mind when you're cooking. So
right.
I'd say I'm going to buy the Kindle version. That's all. That's what
everybody
should do. Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. Make it easy.
Well, so. Also, I want to say that she teaches you the principles. You know, she was, Nerissa was telling us about her discovery process, how her creativity worked. But if you follow what she's talking about, you've also got a book that'll help you invent your own.
Yeah,
interesting.
Exactly.
Yeah, because you have all these great substitutions. You may have a recipe that you've thought, gee, I'd like to make that, but I, you know, it's just not right for me. And now, wait a minute. If I can use this for this, I can use it for that.
Exactly. Well, I've also got the base recipe, the first recipe that was ever published, that allows people to use whatever vegetables or fruits that they want. Mix those in, add the flaxseed meal and the leaveners, and you've got bread. So those are for the more, that one's in there for the more experimental viewers,
right.
I mean listeners.
Mm-hmm.
The more adventurous ones, but it is there. So, yeah.
Very cool. Listen, I want to thank you for being on the show. Let's plug the website again. The website is called Food Powers, plural, foodpowers.com. You can learn more about Nerissa there. And, of course, the book is on Amazon.com, and there's a Kindle version. So what's holding everybody back? Let's get this book.
Well,
I mean,
right
sounds
now,
great.
Go buy a copy.
There you
You'll
go.
Be pleased.
There you
It'll
go.
Last you a lifetime of enjoyment.
Sounds good to me. Nerissa, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, thank you guys for having me. I really enjoyed
thank
it.
Thank you.
And Ken, thank you.
Not at all.
And we will talk to you next week, right?
You got it. With Jerry Bradham.
Okay. Oh, wow. I met Jerry. He's a great guy. I like him.
We've had him on before.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm getting old. I blended a guest with an actual meeting. I thought I met him once at the Arnold, actually, but I'm confusing him with somebody else.
Well, the big news is Iron Man magazine was sold effective the beginning of the year. Jerry's no longer there. Steve Holman's no longer there. Jerry's doing independent things. Steve is, too. So we'll catch up with Jerry, and he's got a lot to say.
Thank you very much, Ken. See you next week, brother.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Super Human Radio. We're going to explore rotating night shifts in women. Hazardous to your health.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio.
ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. For almost 10 years, I've made it my mission to pound into people's minds the importance of sleep and sleep hygiene, quality sleep. And sleep is not optional. And unfortunately, in society today, I'm old enough to remember when people actually went to sleep at night. TV stations shut off their signals around midnight. People did not have to work graveyard shifts or night shifts. But that's all changed. We are a 24-hour world today. We have doctors and nurses that have to work around the clock. We have delivery people and FedEx that work around the clock and so on and so forth. And we're starting to see that there are indications that these types of behaviors lead to diseases. And we have done a show in the past that looked at rotating shift workers, where they worked some weeks on, some weeks off, so to speak, may have benefited the problem, but that may not be the case after all. My next guest is Dr. Eva Schoenhammer. She is affiliated with the Brigham and Women's Hospital, as well as Harvard Medical School. How you doing, Dr. Schoenhammer?
Good. How are you doing, Carl?
Fantastic, because I got a good night's sleep last night, Dr. Schoenhammer.
Oh, that's important. Yeah.
But anyway, so let's talk about your study. Describe the design of the study and what you were looking for with the study.
Yeah, well, you know, we are in the fortunate position that we have data at hand that have been collected over 40 years. And those are very unique in that they have prospectively assessed a variety of different risk factors for chronic disease risk, which is what I am primarily interested in. So those are the so-called Harvard cohorts. Two of them are nurses' health study cohorts. Actually, a third nurses' health study is in the process of getting started. And then there are also some male cohorts. But we were making use of the nurses' health study cohorts here. And so the first one began in 1976, and it's a questionnaire-based cohort study where every 2 years all registered nurses from 11 states in the United States received a male questionnaire. And at the very beginning, almost 70% of these nurses sent back these baseline questionnaires, and so we have been following them ever since. I actually joined the team much later, so I am fortunate that I can make use of those data.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially what you now have is a trove of information about any type of risk behaviors, including smoking, weight gain, dietary habits, socioeconomic factors, you name it. And these have repeatedly been updated. And another important aspect of the nurses' health study is that most of them do work night shifts at some point in their life.
Right.
So given that there is no real easy way to study anything related to shift work and chronic disease risk in a kind of randomized trial setting, these types of data are probably the best we can ever get to look at what types of chronic disease risk might workers might face.
Yeah, that it really is exciting. And so how many women in total questionnaires did you have to look at?
Well, yeah, so in the beginning there were 120,000 registered nurses who participated, so it's huge. And then for this particular study that we're talking about today, there were about 80,000 who we followed until death. And so you have to imagine back then when the study started, these women were between age 25 and 42. So now there's about 30% of the cohort who has already passed away because of their age. And so looking at mortality outcomes now is the right time point to do in this cohort.
Wow, this is amazing. I mean,
yeah,
it's like a time capsule of information that really means something now. It means something now. Because seeing these lives run full span, so to speak.
Yes, and we've been following them and have done lots of embedded studies where we also got in contact with them. It's a real personal thing, these cohorts. And you can also, if you ever meet a nurse who tells you she's a participant in the nurse's health study, you will note that many of them really take pride in being part of this huge project.
They should, because they're giving this is a major contribution to
they're
science. It really
pride,
is.
Yes.
So of these 80,000 women, you said about 30% now have passed away, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you learn from looking at those? First of all, what do you qualify as rotating shift work? Was this regularly, like where every so often they had to work the graveyard shift for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? What do you qualify as rotating shift work?
Right, yes. So you have to imagine the questions were begun to be asked in 1988, so this is way back. And back then, the definition of rotating night shift work that was used in the nurses' health study was they had to have worked at least 3 nights per month in addition to evening and day shifts. We now know, many years later, now that we've done smaller studies where we actually went to the nurses and asked them, how many night shifts do you really work? We now know that the average number of night shifts is much higher. It's probably around 8 per month.
Mm-hmm.
And a proportion of them actually also works permanent night shifts, meaning they can do up to 20 and even more night shifts a month. And so this is just a very crude definition. But in order for us to qualify them as rotating night shift workers in this particular study, they had to have worked at least one night shift a week.
One night a week or three?
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, because that's what that was the starting point. It's hard to tease that out now. This
right
far up the road.
Now we're learning more and more. So today we will probably ask much more precisely, you know, about the number of night shifts per month. But this was back then, and it's obviously much better than nothing, and helped us to really look at some important chronic disease risk.
So what did you see from an epidemiological perspective? Now looking at this cohort, and the ones who clearly did work a minimum of three nights a month.
Yes, well, so what we are learning, and this particular study is not the first one that sort of supports the notion that something is going on when you work many years of rotating night shifts, with the emphasis being of longer durations of night work. So usually we see increased risks after 5 or more years, sometimes only after 10 or 20 years. So the notion really is longer durations of shift work. And we find that there is an increased risk of dying from cardiovascular disease in this nurses' health study cohort among the women who have worked rotating night shifts for at least 5 or more years. We have previously also seen that there is an increased risk of cancer and diabetes and hypertension. So the evidence is accumulating that there is a variety of disease outcomes that might be affected by long-term rotating night work.
So when we talk about cardiovascular disease, what are we talking about? We're talking about arteriosclerosis. We're talking about congestive heart failure. What are we talking about in that?
Yes,
because that's a pretty broad term.
Right, it is. Well, so overall, it includes ischemic heart disease, stroke, also cerebrovascular health. But when we look at the detailed endpoints, what we really see is that it's actually ischemic heart disease that drives the increase in mortality that we see. So coronary artery disease based on arteriosclerosis.
Yeah, stenosis, and then, right, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I can't help but, and you know, I'm not a scientist, so I can say stupid stuff, and no one would threaten to take anything away from me. But I can't help but think that, I remember reading a study. I was looking for research on thyroid. This is probably about 15 years ago, and I remember reading a study that, you know, they looked at physicians, I guess, and I'm not clear on this, whether they were interns or what, but that when they pulled a single 24-hour shift, they, you know, they didn't sleep all night, and then they left the next day, and they looked at several hormonal markers, including thyroid stimulating hormone, which I was more interested in at that point in my life, and TSH was very, very low after just one night of poor of interrupted sleep. But they also showed that their blood sugar became that of an 80-year-old. They used an example like that of an elderly person. Like they had problems managing blood sugar after just one night of interrupted sleep. Which, now listening to what you're saying here, all of the diseases that you're talking about, cardiovascular disease, cancer, high blood pressure, and even more, are all part of metabolic syndrome, which starts from the domino one is insulin resistance. So it seems to me that if you were to work a night shift for years, we know that these people, they become insulin resistant, they become obese, they develop all these diseases quickly. But because these women are doing it in smaller chunks, 3 or 4 nights a month, it just takes them longer to develop these issues, but these are from blood sugar management to begin with. Am I going too far out on a limb here?
Well, you know, you are very correct in the mechanisms. It's known now that what we call circadian disruption is essentially what happens when people alternate between day and night shifts. Does lead to a lot of metabolic dysfunction, including, as you said, glucose metabolism being disturbed. There's also a heightened inflammatory state that has been observed in relation to this. But I think what's really important here is to emphasize that if, like you just suggested, someone would work more night shifts, that they would be worse off, and it's sort of like over longer durations, you work a couple of night shifts a month, they also add up to the same. I think it's not exactly what we think is really going on. What we think is the more salient point is the aspect of rotation, which is sort of like going back and forth between day and night shift and never allowing the body to really change their rhythm into something more permanent, like it would be the case, for instance, in permanent night workers. So if you work night shift every day, eventually, and we know it takes about 5 to 7 days for the body to change rhythm. It's like when you fly to a different time zone and you have jet lag, it takes a few days, and eventually you are in sync with the new time zone.
You know, I forgot all about that. You're absolutely correct, because we talked about that. That's what the show on shift work was, that it takes it takes 2 weeks for these people to get back to their circadian rhythm to realign. And if they're working if by then they're already changing shifts again, they just never get back on their clock.
Exactly. They keep flying back between America and Europe.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And, you know, pilots, oh, you know what? We have to take a break. You know, part of me thinks, oh, we have to go back to the old ways, but we're never going to go back to the old ways, so we have to find ways to solve these problems so we can move forward. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Eva Schoenkamp. We're talking about rotating shift work and how it affects women. This is specifically women in this particular study, which may really make it even more important, quite frankly. So what else did you discover? Were there any other parallels in these individuals? Were there any behaviors that you did look at that seemed to have any kind of mitigating effect on the rate of disease developed in the participants who did work three or more nights a month?
Yes, Carl, we did observe that there are certain lifestyle factors that are more prevalent in shift workers. So, for instance, there's a slightly higher proportion of smokers. There is obviously probably related to the underlying mechanisms of circadian disruption, but nonetheless there is a higher prevalence of obesity in shift workers, and they tend to gain weight more fast than non-night workers.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's less physical exercise, and, you know, there's more sleep deprivation. There are a variety of differences that you can observe and then certainly to some degree mediate the effects that we see. But in our analysis, what we tend to do is, because we are aware of this, to kind of control for that. So when we report our findings, it's usually after we have sort of taken out these types of effects to the degree it was possible.
So what was the percentage of women that that fell into the already deceased group and or groups, individuals known to have one of these diseases that also said that they work three or more nights a month?
Well, so among the 80,000 women, there is about 60% of those who have worked some degree of night work throughout mm-hmm. their career.
Mm-hmm.
So the vast majority, it's about 30,000 who have never, ever in their lives worked night shifts, and the remainder have worked several different amounts of duration, you know. So some have worked only 1 to 5 years. And then there's the die-hard group of long-term night workers, which is relatively small. And these are the women who have worked sometimes 20, 30 years throughout their career, really heavy night work rotations.
Now, did we in fact see support of the rate of disease? Did we see the opposite of that in the 30% that said, no, I never worked nights at all? Were they healthier?
Yeah.
Were they seem to show?
Right, yes. Exactly. Well, that's what we see. So let's say, for instance, you look at the amount of women who have hypertension. Among the never night workers, that proportion is lower. Overall, it's about 50% of all these women in that age range. We're talking in the 60s now. Had at baseline of our study hypertension, but among the never night workers, that proportion is then, let's say, 44%, whereas in the long-term night workers, it's 50%.
Uh-huh.
The same you see with higher cholesterol levels. You have a slightly higher proportion of those in the women who work night shifts. You know, there's variation that would suggest that overall these women, those who work long durations of night work, tend to have more health problems along the way.
Was there anything very surprising to you in this study when you completed it? You said to yourself, I didn't expect that to happen.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, what is always on and again surprising in our results is how powerful the effect of shift work is, and that it really doesn't only affect one particular disease, but it seems to span pretty much any a risk that you can imagine along the way to chronic diseases, especially cardiovascular disease and cancer. So for us, we have worked mostly with cancer until recently, and we were aware there's a WHO ruling that shift work is a probable carcinogen now, partially based on our own data that suggested that there's a variety of different cancers that women who work night shifts have a higher risk to develop. But now we also see this really significant increased risk of dying from cardiovascular disease in the same cohort if they work rotating night shifts. So it's surprising to see how many different physiologic processes seem to be affected by rotating night work.
You know what? I have to say, I don't know why we are amazed. And I mean, when we look at us from an evolutionary perspective, you know, 4.6 million
right.
years of evolution, And for 4.6 million years of evolution, we have always obeyed the photo periods, that activity periods, and we know that melatonin starts at dusk, and we know what happens at night, and we sleep. And, through modernization, electric light, now computers and LED screen TVs and so on, we stay up late, and those of us who have to work late. But I don't know why we're shocked to see, wow, we develop all these diseases when we live a mismatched life for what our body wants. I mean, it seems like we do so many things, which sleep is optional to most people. We do so many things that are just an insult to the body. And sleep has got to be the worst one of all. It has to be.
But you do bring up an important point, Carl, when you say this mismatch, because I think, when we start trying to figure out what we can do to sort of alleviate these risks that we observe, one thing that comes to mind is, can we somehow adapt shift schedules so that perhaps it would mitigate the increased risks? And we observe that there is quite frequently a mismatch between what we call the internal clock, sort of inclination, when people would like to go to bed. You know, that varies. Not everyone is the same. And their work schedules. So maybe something that we will be able to show in the future is that if you would allow individuals to work more towards their own inclination, that would be better rather than sort of giving them no choice. And oftentimes it's obviously a socioeconomic situation that people have to work night shifts and don't have a choice over whether or not they do want to work nights.
Yes.
And they might not be suited because, let's say, they are extreme morning types, essentially. They would rather get up early in the morning and go to bed early in the evening. And by working night shifts, they might even more mess up their internal system than, let's say, an evening person would. So, this mismatch, I think, is probably something that we are only slowly starting to appreciate in the current studies that we're doing.
I agree. And people have different levels of tolerance to everything, and I would imagine that there are people that can tolerate working late at night to a greater degree. And being able to identify them, however, would probably be a benefit. But I want to make some other suppositions on the other side of the break. I had some thoughts when we were first talking about this, and I want to share them with you. We're talking with Dr. Eva Schoenkamp right now. We're talking about rotating shift work actually may be harmful to your health, even if you're only doing it 3 or 4 nights a month. So the message is still protect your sleep as much as you can, but not everybody can. The police officers, the nurses, the doctors, the couriers that are flying jets across all sorts of time zones and so on, they can't. So what do they do? Let's explore that when we come back.
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize
post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest Protein Bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Eva Schoenkamp. We're talking about rotating shift work. And really, it is a hazard to health. Even if you're just working three, four, five, six nights a week out of the whole month, a month, you are still causing disruption of circadian rhythm. We know that there are peripheral clocks that are affected by this and so much more. So, okay, before I make my supposition, I've been doing some things. I have a question first, please. Did they look at blood sugar in any of these women across the board, or was it just women who were clinically diagnosed as insulin resistant?
Well, you know, in several different studies, blood sugar has been measured in everyone, not only women who have insulin resistance.
So do we see that? Do we see blood sugar going up and rotating shift workers?
I would strongly suspect that's the case. We haven't done a similar study in Nurses' Health study, but there is other evidence that suggests that that has to be the case because of the insulin resistance that develops as you work rotating night shifts.
Okay, so we're not going to, there's no way at this point in civilization where we're going to just go, you know what, working at night is bad for you, so we're just going to go back to the way we used to do things. It's impossible. We can't do that now. With that being the case, we have to find workarounds. We have to find ways so that these people that find themselves in that situation have ways to mitigate some of the damage done by this obvious necessity. It's not a choice. It's quite often a necessity that they have to work this way. So the first thing that I think of is blood sugar management. That can be done pharmacologically through drugs like metformin and glucophage. I'm not saying they take them all the time, but they take them with a timing in mind relative to when they are ending that night shift and trying to go back to daytime work. So that's the first thing, blood sugar management, number one. Number two, we all know that melatonin reestablishes synchronicity of the circadian rhythm. It's been used by pilots and people who travel for a very, very long time. So when they get off their night shift the last night and now they have to go to sleep, they can that evening when they wake up look for the civilian sunset in their area, dusk, and take a 3 milligram or even 600 microgram dose of melatonin to help reestablish their circadian rhythm faster than having to wait a week or two. Chime in. What do you, any thoughts on these two comments?
Well, yeah. Well, I would say blood sugar management is good, but probably what you need initially is just really more close screening of shift workers so that you can capture these things, because not everyone automatically will have high mm-hmm. blood sugar levels. But, you know, people may be more inclined to develop insulin resistance over time, so more close screening probably is a very intelligent thing to do in night workers, not only related to diabetes, but probably also to any other cardiovascular disease risk factors like blood pressure, cholesterol, etc. And in addition, encouraging healthier behaviors like, you know, exercising more, maintaining weight, you know, encouraging to quit smoking, all these things would benefit shift workers in particular. So I think screening is important, and you will probably see a rise in those things in shift workers in the future as we are more aware of the mm-hmm. risks they face. As far as melatonin is concerned, I agree. Melatonin is a very interesting hormone, which it is, and particularly for cardiovascular disease, because it does seem to have antihypertensive right. effects. It does help, you know, it has antioxidant activity, it's good for vessels, etc. The problem, and why you haven't seen it really widely used, besides what you had mentioned in people who encounter jet lag, you know, the occasional sleep aid, etc., is that we don't really know what happens if you take melatonin over the long term regularly. The longest studies that have looked at side effects of melatonin have been done 4 to 6 months. So really, we are in a situation here, we would have to recommend shift workers to probably take melatonin for a long, long time, as long as they work night shifts. And we don't really know exactly what that does. Chances are it may not be problematic, but really there aren't any good studies yet to completely make us feel certain that that's the case.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, yes, and I'm just wanting to point out that one concern that one might have with melatonin long-term is its effect on the reproductive axis, because it is a hormone. It might interfere with sex theories. We don't know whether that's the case in the long-term.
Okay, but here's something that I've always thought about when we have these discussions about things like melatonin, for instance. Melatonin is a soporific hormone that it doesn't cause sleep, but it triggers mechanisms that will bring upon sleep, and that's why it works so good with the circadian rhythm. We produce melatonin naturally. Why would we think that supplementing with it would do anything different than what we produce naturally?
Well, because in night workers, what happens is the mechanism by which we produce melatonin is extremely strongly linked to light exposure. Mm-hmm. So, and how this works is through a particular receptor, which was only discovered 10 to 15 years ago. Really, before that, we didn't know how light could affect our bodies. But there is a receptor in the retina, is what we now know, that is almost exclusively responsible for transmitting information about environmental light to our brain. And by that means also to the pineal gland, which produces melatonin. So this mechanism implies that melatonin tends to rise when it's dark. There's mm-hmm. no light information that is transmitted to the brain. But when there is light transmitted to the brain, then this production subsides. And that's what you see in shift workers, that their melatonin production is weaker, is delayed. So it's affected, and that's the reason why people think it might be beneficial to add some yeah. melatonin, because of their prolonged sort of suppression of melatonin production due to the light exposure they have at night, which is not typical, because typically it's dark at night. But
right.
for night workers, since they have to keep their eyes open and can't close their eyelids, which would theoretically provide some protection for the retinal mechanism I just described, but they have their eyes wide open, work at night and look into light, and thereby that will affect their melatonin production.
Yeah, and they have to. I mean, blue light is what suppresses melatonin. I've had Dr. Russell Ryder on this show probably a dozen times over the past 10 years. He's brilliant. And we it's blue light that suppresses it. But I suspect that a shift worker must suppress melatonin because they don't want to fall asleep. They have to be alert. And so I agree with you. Monitoring these individuals. And something else that I want to go back to that I forgot to say that I've been complaining about for years. And you're right. Blood sugar doesn't show up as an indicator early enough, quite frankly. We have to look at C-peptide. We have to look at insulin, because quite often someone can have blood sugar in normal ranges, but they're pumping out gobs and gobs of insulin to keep it there. So when looking at those shift workers, they should not only look at blood sugar, but they should look at how much insulin they're producing in order to keep their blood sugar in that range. And the only other thing that I would add is the inclusion of cholecalciferol in the daytime, which is a daytime hormone and the antithesis of melatonin, to help them resynchronize. So they, when they're going home that day to go to sleep, they may take some vitamin D before going to bed. And then when they wake up that evening at sundown, where the melatonin would be pulsed on its own if it wasn't dysregulated, they would take their melatonin and they would see a resynchronization of the circadian rhythm sooner rather than later. Again, these are just thoughts I'm just throwing out there that just come to mind when we have this discussion.
Listen, these are very intelligent thoughts, and much of this is still experimental and is being tried out. And some of that may really pan out and be a solution to some of the individuals affected by rotating shift work. But there is also other solutions, and some of those relate to an adaptation of their shift schedules to their specific, let's say, chronotype. Maybe at some point we'll be able to screen and find out who are the most vulnerable among the shift workers, so that we can perhaps restrict the number of years they should work night shifts. There are sort of less invasive things that one might be able to do in the soon future if we learn more and understand better why some people are at heightened risk versus some might not and might just be fine if they work for many years of on rotating night shift work schedules.
Yeah, you're right. And that's critical, to be able to start screening people and know who is capable of working night shifts and then watching them closely and maybe even getting to a point in their career where they say, hey, you can no longer work night shifts. It's not good for your health. And we can't now that we understand the linkage between disease and rotating night shifts, we cannot let you continue to work night shifts knowing what we know. It's going to take responsibility from industry as well. And I hope that they're paying attention to this kind of research. Let's take our last commercial break. We'll wrap up the interview. Stay tuned.
Important staying hydrated is for your health. But have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more.
Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, Whey Isolate, Whey Concentrate, Milk Isolate, Casein and Egg, quality protein sources with Carbolin, Free Alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing Carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-Alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Eva Schoenkamp. We're talking about rotating shift work in women. So, Dr. Schoenkamp, in your own words, what do you hope both people and clinicians take away from this this latest research?
Well, I do hope that it adds to some heightened awareness of the fact that night workers face higher risks due to their unhealthier lifestyles and the circadian disruption that's imposed on them by shift work. So this heightened awareness, we are hoping, will, while we are still hunting down some solutions, including whether or not to use melatonin or any type of light intervention,
mm-hmm.
or shift adaptation, that in the meantime, shift workers, because they're more aware of this, just take care of what they can do on their own, which is mostly, you know, improving their lifestyle, sort of taking out all the bad stuff, since they already have enough bad stuff due to their shift
right.
work. If they could reduce their weight, if they, I know it's hard because, you know, if, especially if you're really up at night and work, It does lead to sleep deprivation over the long run, so it does make it much harder to work out, for instance, or to be energetic enough to do things that would be right for you. But they should really, if they can, make an effort, and hopefully their employers will also help them by helping them get screened more tightly so that they can immediately pick up if there is, let's say, insulin resistance developing, like you had said earlier, or if they are starting to develop high blood pressure, etc. So all of these things, it's sort of like being particularly aware of your own health as a shift worker. And hopefully in the near future, we can then also come up with other solutions besides, you know, a healthier lifestyle that might help alleviate some of the symptoms that are related to shift work.
Yeah, I agree with you. Shift workers must do more correct with their health than the average person because they are already starting off in a high-risk zone or a high-risk category. So they
right.
should not be smoking cigarettes. And you know, there's whole other issues taking we haven't even been able to discuss because we're talking about chronic disease. But we know that memory consolidation, hence cognition, and metacognition, assessing your own life and what's going on, that's also impaired when you're not getting adequate sleep. So The brain is even doing the right thing that it's supposed to do.
Exactly. There are important studies out of the Seisler lab showing that medical residents have higher rates of medical errors because if they're sleep deprived, their brain isn't functioning as well. You know, there are reports of higher accident rates on the way home from people after the night work because their driving is impaired. There are other things like higher divorce rates and other, you know, more psychological things that are affected by night work. So there is a range of different, also more immediate outcomes, and not all of them even health-related, that are really being affected by night work. But as far as physical health is concerned, I would fully agree with you that night workers, while they are listening to us, they should become even more aware of, if they want to live a long life and a healthy life, that they should start now to take care of their body if they have to continue working night shifts, which I suspect many have to. So, you know, really make a point of losing weight, exercising, quit smoking. Those are the three biggies, I would say.
Right.
If you have those in check, then you're already on a pretty good way.
Dr. Schoenkamp, I really applaud this kind of research, and I'll tell you why, because this is the kind of stuff that doesn't get paid attention to. And quite frankly, it's a hard discussion to have, because when you have this kind of discussion with people who are working shift work, they become frustrated. They throw their hands up. They go, what am I going to do? I have a mortgage to pay. I've got private school. What am I supposed to do? And it leads to frustration. It is hard. But we have to keep having these discussions, not for the shift workers exclusively, but for the companies that depend on shift workers. They need to become more sensitive that these people.
Right.
Yeah, these people are actually risking their lives to work for you. You must think about it that way.
They are, and that's exactly how I look at it. For me, they are really brave citizens who are sort of putting the health at risk by providing the services to us that we all cherish at night, including medical services and police and firemen, etc. You know, so there's this whole profession that that works night shifts, and that's really instrumental for society. And so I think it's an obligation for us to encourage them and to help as much as we can by also finding other solutions apart from putting the responsibility back on their own shoulders of taking care of their health. But hopefully, you know, this is certainly a research area that has been increasingly of interest. And so there is many people working on a variety of different things, and I am confident that in the next, let's say, 5 to 10 years, we will have some more tangible solutions other than, you know, making people aware of that they should live a healthier life.
You know what I just had? I just had a thought what companies can do that depend on shift workers like FedEx and UPS, where people are throwing boxes and loading trucks at night while the rest of us are sleeping. They should give them 1.5 days for every night they work so they can retire earlier.
Well, you know, that's certainly, I would think, something that deserves deliberation, because I think it, you know, would certainly help for one to cut short the number of years that people have to work night shifts, and it may encourage them to take better care of themselves because they have a longer life to live in retirement.
Look what we've done, look what we've done, Dr. Schoenkamp. We've found possible modalities of helping these individuals, and we've even found the solution to the commercial side of this. All in one show. Look at this. Could you imagine if you and I did a show every week, we would solve all the world's problems?
All right. Yes. Well, I love your solution. I think that's that would be neat if it would be possible to send them all earlier into retirement. Yeah. I would love it.
Thank you so much for being on the show today, Dr. Schoenkamp.
Thanks for the interesting questions, Carl.
Take care. All right, so there you have it. If you are a shift worker, you must take better care of yourself because you are already at great risk. And I really do believe that some of the things I discussed about melatonin to resynchronize when you're coming back to a daytime lifestyle, vitamin D in the daytime to help resynchronize peripheral clocks as well as this suprachiasmatic nuclei. And make sure you do things that manage blood sugar. Get blood sugar tested. Even if you're not diabetic, you should have a glucometer. Test it yourself. Great show today. Thanks also to Ken O'Neill of course, for the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show. To our guest today, Narissa Oden. Her website is foodpowers.com. And she gave a great recipe today. That book, that recipe can be found in the Bread Free Bread book, which is available on Amazon.com as a Kindle as well as a paperback. So there you go. Great show. Tomorrow's Friday, which means I'm joined by the lovely and talented Lisa Profumo for Casual Friday. And until then, stay strong.
The brain plays the biggest